And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 2nd of July, 2014. It was on this day, 1679, Daniel Gracelin, Sieur de Lute, first reached Lake Superior, about where the city is that bears his name, Duluth. French soldier, explorer, he came to try to broker a peace agreement between the Sioux and the Ojibwe Indians so that the French could resume their fur trading there. And he did negotiate a peace treaty. He arranged some intertribal marriages and then headed west to explore the Mississippi and the St. Croix. 1698, on this day, the British engineer Thomas Savery patented the first steam engine. He was trying to find a way to pump water out of coal mines and eventually built this machine that itself was filled with water. When steam was introduced under pressure, the water level rose. It created a vacuum that would draw more water up through the valve below. It was Thomas Savery who came up with the term horsepower. It was on this day, 1937, Amelia Earhart was last heard from somewhere over the Pacific. She and her navigator, Fred Noonan, had set off in May from Miami to fly around the world in a Lockheed Electra. They'd completed all but about 7,000 miles of the trip, landed in New Guinea. There were U.S. Coast Guard ships in place to help guide them to their next stop, the tiny Howland Island. Weather cloudy, rainy when they left New Guinea. Earhart communicated to the Coast Guard cutter Itasca, "We must be on you, but we cannot see you. Fuel is running low. Been unable to reach you by radio. We're flying at 1,000 feet." Her last transmission about an hour later was, "We are running north and south." It's the birthday of Hermann Hesse, born in Calf, Germany, 1877. When he was in his 30s, he started studying Eastern religions, took a trip to India, and wrote his novel Siddhartha about the early life of the Gautama Buddha. Hermann Hesse, who said, "The world is not imperfect or slowly evolving along a path to perfection. No, it is perfect at every moment. Every sin already carries grace in it." It's the birthday of singer-songwriter Greg Brown, born in Fairfield, Iowa, 1949. His father was a Pentecostal preacher, his mother an English teacher who played electric guitar. Greg Brown, who's recorded 24 albums, including songs of innocence and experience, poems by William Blake set to music. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, "In the Corners of Fields." Something is calling to me from the corners of fields where the leftover fence wire suns its loose coils and stones thrown out of the furrow sleep in warm litters, where the gray faces of old no hunting signs mutter into the wind and dry horse tanks spout fountains of sunflowers, where a moth flutters in from the pasture, harried by sparrows, and alights on a post, so sure of its life that it peacefully opens its wings. Ted Kooser's poem, "In the Corners of Fields," from Flying at Night, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.